Hello, this is Kane Barron. I'm coming to you live from the National Association of Black and White Men Together. And the topic today is Progress in the South, a riot in D.C. The day after Georgia elected a black descendant of sharecroppers and a young Jewish filmmaker to be U.S. senators, the forces of white supremacy politics struck back. At the People's House in Washington, a predominantly white mob in support of President Trump's attempt to overturn the election overtook the Capitol building by brute force. Confederate flags flew at the seat of American democracy. A noose was found. It was as stark a contrast as any one day that illustrates the nation's original paradox. A commitment to democracy in a country with a legacy of racism. This has always been America. If this were not America, this coup attempt would not have happened. It's time we face this ugly truth and let it sink into the marrow of our bones. Let it move us to action. At Mr. Trump's rallies, where his supporters set up open-air markets of hate and conspiracy, selling Confederate flags and t-shirts that mock his opponents and the media. In conservative news outlets, where the language of revolution and civil war is everywhere. Also, on Mr. Trump's Twitter feed, which has amplified white supremacists, anti-Semites, and anti-Muslim extremists. The forces that helped the Democrats send Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to the White House are real. So is the widening gap between liberals and conservative movements, and the fact that as the United States has increasingly incorporated Black Americans, people of color, immigrants, and Native Americans into the democratic fabric, it has come at a cost. The most ardent portions of Mr. Trump's white base are a toxic mix of conspiracy theorism and racism. If it had been a group of Black Lives Matter protesting yesterday, that they would have been treated differently than the mob that stormed the Capitol. So we need to restore the honor, the integrity, and the independence of the Department of Justice in this nation. The intentions of the president's supporters struck at an idea at the core of the American experiment, that in this time, the country's commitment to democracy will overtake its history of intolerance. There are many challenges facing the country, and we cannot dismiss them as fringe. Maxine Waters of California, a senior member of the Black Caucus, said that the images should be a jarring reminder of the country's bloody struggle against injustice. She said, quote, "That Confederate flag conjured up for me the many black people who have died as a result of racism," end quote. Mr. Trump, before he announced his presidential run, led the spread of birtherism, a potent mix of conspiracy theory and racism that sought to delegitimize President Barack Obama. In 2016, Trump was full of similar misinformation and prejudice. He refused to denounce the endorsement of the Ku Klux Klan leader, David Duke. Instead, he insinuated that a Mexican-American judge could not fairly adjudicate and allow a questioner in New Hampshire to say and challenge that Mr. Obama was a Muslim who was not even an American. Republicans had events and showed Death of the Nation, a documentary made by the conservative provocateur Dinesh D'Souza, a star-studded red carpet reception in Washington with appearances from Donald Trump Jr., the president's son, and Housing Secretary Ben Carson. Republican House members have watched parties as campaign fundraising, and as did some local party groups. In Arizona, a battleground state where Republicans rely on turnout amongst white rural conservatives to over socialism rally, and a gathering called Trumpstock, which paired public figures associated with the president and speakers that included open white nationalists who threatened violence if Mr. Trump lost re-election. When Trump spoke to the marchers this week in Washington, many of whom had traveled to the Capitol after attending similar local events, the president framed their actions in the same apocalyptic terms used in Mr. D'Souza's movie. The country was at a crossroads and in need of saving. Quote, "You'll never take back our country with weakness," Mr. Trump said to the crowd. "You have to show strength and you have to be strong." With Mr. Trump on his way out, however, the Republican Party has a choice. Its congressional ranks include some more moderate figures who have denounced the president and his message, but also firebrands who have become the favorites of the party's base. Senator Mitt Romney, the Republican presidential nominee in 2012, and a vocal critic of Mr. Trump, was harassed on a plane this week by people who were flying to attend Wednesday's rally. Figures like Representative Mo Brooks of Alabama have doubled down, claiming, without evidence, that the left-wing groups like Antifa infiltrated the crowds in Washington to sow discord. "We are excited that the Reverend Warnock and John Ossoff defeated two Republicans on Tuesday to flip control of the Senate to the Democrats." Sidebar, thanks, Stacey Abrey. The incoming Democratic administration should make racial justice a governing priority, not just an idea to pay lip service to on the trail. "We have to do the work to make sure that what is a majority issue actually becomes a governing majority, because that's how you make a democracy function. When the will of the people are actually delivered on, we get true democracy out of racial justice. Full American democracy is not centuries old and aesthetic, but fragile and relatively new. The road to the Civil Rights Act was paved with black deaths. For every Raphael Warnock, who will become the first black Georgian to serve in the Senate, there are descendants of black sharecroppers who are still mired in poverty, stuck in the generational cycle of inequality that stretches from political to social and to economic." Representative Maxine Waters said, quote, "Seeing the symbols of hate on display on Wednesday made her fear for her life. And if some are surprised that so few people it took so few people who forced their way into the Capitol were arrested or shot, they shouldn't be. The mob was white." She went on to say, quote, "When I looked out at the crowd, I didn't see any black people. All I saw was determined and angry white faces. The white people of this country are going to have to take responsibility, and they're the ones that are going to help change the thinking. So, where do we go from here? NABWMT Media Committee, please come back, see us, talk to us, email us at nabwmt@nabwmt.org. And of course, we're on Facebook where you can like and comment on our activities. Come back and see us. And thank you very much for listening to us.